Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. What's up? This is Ivan,
Jared,
and Bogdan.
And we're from
The Unified.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM live at UBC Vancouver. Leave your winter blues and bring your dancing shoes and join us at the Backstage Lounge of Granville Island, Friday, December 13th, with two local funk sensations, The Unified and Deep Seated. Doors at 9, covers $10. See you there.
One time, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, here in Vancouver. My name is Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5. We are live and direct. Stop playing and tune in.
CITR 101.9, 4 o'clock Tuesday, which means it's time for Disorder Radio. We have a huge show for you today. I know I say that every week, but it really is a big, big day at CITR. It's the Shindig finale happening tonight at the Railway Club. After 13 weeks, we're going to select a winner. We've also got the band Deep Seated live in studio with us today here on Disorder Radio. And we're going to kick it off right now with Little Wild with their song Great Big, in honor of this great day for us here on CITR Disorder Radio. 101.9 FM.
I'm gonna make it.
Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, White Lung right there with the track Down With You. And before that, we heard from the band Little Wild from their album Victories and with the song Great Big Day. The track is not called Great Big Day, but we are having a great big day here at CITR. The track is called Great Big. It's a great big day, as I mentioned off the top, because there's lots happening. First off, this is our first official show in December with the new Jansember issue out.
The bells are ringing in the air.
That they are. Welcome, CJ, ladies and gentlemen, CJ, the DJ.
Thank you.
My co-host, co-producer, as always.
And you're looking peppy, as always, with a Christmas sweater and everything.
Well, you know, it's a kind of a Christmassy show. You know, again, the launch of the Jansember issue is a festive time of year. We are very excited about this great-looking Jansember issue. Of course, it's our the combination of January and December. Some like to call it Decembuary, but no, we go with Jansember. It's a jam-packed issue, technically a double issue. And the first feature is on the band Little Wild, who we heard off the top, so we thought it was a fitting band to play. The track, once again, you heard was Great Victory, Great Big from the album Victories. And a great big day today continues with the Shindig finale happening tonight. We have three huge Vancouver, up-and-coming Vancouver bands, Skinny Kids, Zen Mystery Fog, and War Baby, all going head-to-head-to-head tonight at the Railway Club. 9:30 is when all the action gets underway. We also heard in there from White Lung, who is once again near the top of the charts this week. They had a great feature in the November issue of Discorder, which we didn't get a chance to chat with them too much, but we thought we'd play some White Lung for you right there. So there was a bit of a sample of White Lung to help kick off the show for Discorder Radio today. So we're into the Jansember issue. We've also got some special guests coming up very shortly. But we thought we'd play another song, we'd sample some music from the new Jansember album. CJ, what do we have? You're bopping your head over there. What we have going on over here?
Well, we've got an excellent selection from a band called Phantoms Again, who have been featured in this month's copy of Discorder Magazine, the yes. double issue.
Yes.
An article by Luan Lee. Excellent stuff. And
on page 14, for those that are flipping through the Discorder magazine.
Yeah, and she interviewed them at the Templeton downtown. And they'll be playing at the Rickshaw Theater on December 8th. Oh, they played at the Rickshaw Theater. That was their digital release party.
Exactly, which was just a couple days ago. So this is actually a brand spanking new. So this this music was only became available a couple days ago with the release. So we're happy to, I guess, give Phantoms again their worldwide radio release.
I guess so.
For some music.
It should be.
Yeah. So we're going to listen to Phantoms again, and we're going to come back and talk live in studio to a great Vancouver funktastic act called Deep Seated. Yes, they're here today, going to be joining us for a live chat. And maybe, if you're lucky, maybe even a live jam in studio.
Totally.
Yeah.
And for more info, definitely check them out on Facebook. But now, Phantoms again on CITR 101.9 FM. Welcome back to Discorder Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM and online at CITR.ca. The clickings you're hearing are people putting on their headphones. Wade, do you hear me loud and clear?
Well, actually, my headphones aren't on. This is a bit odd for me. I'm kind of... Well, we've got... First of all, we have Deep-Seated in the studio, guys. Welcome to the show. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Wade.
Deep-Seated, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, Wade. Thanks, CJ.
All right, would you guys like to introduce yourselves so that people can recognize your voices over the airwaves?
My name is Gavin. I play saxophone.
I'm Steve, and I do vocals and guitar.
I'm Destiny, and I'm sing.
I'm Jake. I play the bass.
Destiny's a very soothing... you're not even singing yet. You already have such a nice, soothing voice.
Why, thank you.
And of course, I can't hear my headphones. This, I have to say right now, it's a little bit odd for me because I'm standing here with a mic stand in the middle of the room just because we're all cramped in here. But we're going to wing it as best we can. But we had a great looking group and great sounding group of musicians. So again, great to have you guys here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
So let's start with where we met. We saw you play. Wade wasn't there, but I saw you play at Make Music on June 21st. Had the time of my life, dancing my hips off.
And caught on film.
And caught on film. I saw that video. And you guys played a cover of, what was it called?
James Brown.
Soul Power.
Soul Power, you did. Yeah. And there was another one. It was Superfly. No?
Move On Up.
Yes.
Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah. My bad.
It's all right, I'm here for it.
Thank you, Gavin. And it was fantastic. And since then, you guys have played several places. You played at the Calabash. You've played all around town. Do you want to tell me a bit about what you've been doing around town since then, since Make Music?
Well, we've been, you know, we did have a little bit of a hiatus, a little bit of a quiet period as well, because, we're a large band. There's 8 people in the band, and people come and go, and so... Few members had went off and did their own thing, so we were looking for new people and doing a little bit of recording and looking forward to putting out our EP soon. And so we've just got some new people together, and we're looking forward to playing at the backstage with the Unified on Friday, which is going to be awesome, and great to have CITR down there as well.
Absolutely.
We're very honored to be the sponsors of this Get Lucky event on the lucky number 13th of December, Friday the 13th. And, Steve, you mentioned about there's been some changes and some faces for the band. Well, I was reading on somewhere that you guys said that your general theory, this was a quote, I think, from you, your general theory of funk therapy grew from the organic synthesis of each band member's own groove background. So we have 4 distinct individuals here today. I'd like to hear a bit about each individual's groove background. Maybe we'll start, Jeff, with you.
Over
Gavin, yes. that's what I meant.
No, it's okay. I love the name Jeff, yes. So that's not a bad mistake to make.
And that's on his credit card.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. There's a Jake in the band, is there not?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, there he is. Other side. I knew the guy with the J and the 4-letter name was on one end of the room, but you're on that end. We'll come back to you, Jake.
All right.
Gavin, who's got this beautiful looking macho 80s sax.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about your groove background?
All right. Let me just talk about my background. I've been doing music for a very long time. I've been playing tenor sax for 15 years. I play on the street all the time. I'm busking all the time. I'm going to probably get a nice pair of gloves and go busking in the wintertime too. When not many else brave it, I will. Because I like it.
Winter sex.
I've been with Steve and Deep Seated since 2010 when the thing started. And played, in some other groups, playing some ska, some reggae, which is groovy as well. You talk about the funk therapy, though. I think for us, if I had to talk about funk therapy, it would be like, or for me anyways, it's like getting together, playing this music. It like... to a person, like, makes us feel better if we're having, like, stress or whatever. It's, like, uplifting music, so totally therapeutic.
More uplifting than sort of standing there busking in the dark shadows and hoping...
Yeah, you would think being on the street alone, freezing your head off and making, like, 30 cents in an hour would be uplifting. Not as much as the funk music with these guys, so it's close.
Nice. Well, I'm glad you connected with these guys. So how about you, Steve? You seem to be one of the... More vocal members of the band in terms of some of the band's history and where you guys have been and where you're going. What can you tell us a bit about your own background in relation to Deep Seated?
Well, probably from the accent, people know that I'm from elsewhere. Came
where is Elsewhere?
Elsewhere is that country, Elsewhere. I'm from New Zealand and via...
Choice, bro.
Yeah. Via London. And so you know, I used to teach kids there, and if you didn't say the right thing in the right way, you know, they knew you weren't from around those parts. Mm. And you know, for the music side of things, I started in New Zealand, used to play around the country, doing touring and stuff like that, and London a little bit as well. And then came to Vancouver 2009, sat around, twiddling my thumbs for about a year, and decided to start something. Gavin was one of the first people who answered a Craigslist, that famous Craigslist musicians forum there. And out of the original, I think there was 9 people that came to the first jam. There's 3 of us left, and they're the kind of the core. And then everybody else came on board slowly, one by one, as we went.
Nice. And what brought you to Vancouver in the first place?
Love.
Really? That's a good reason to move here.
Lovely
place.
Now, my lady's Canadian, so she's a West Kootenays girl, so she said, we were spending a lot of money flying, you know, to each other's families and stuff. We thought we could do better things with that money.
Yeah. Well, you chose well. I'm sure the rest of the members in Deep Seat are all happy that a Kootenays gal caught your heart, so they could all be here as well today. How about yourself, Destiny? How did you evolve with these guys? Was it your destiny?
Must have been. I actually came up on the band through a referral from the previous bass player. But I'm super glad I found them. It's been so much fun doing the funk thing. It's kind of a new genre for me. My musical background is more of like a neo-soul jazz background. Studied music in school, come from a very musical family. Always been singing ever since I was young.
Nice. Well, I'm sure these guys are glad to have your sultry, soothing vocals to help lead the way. And how about yourself? This is not Jeff, but Jake on the other side of the room. How you doing, Jake?
I'm doing well. Thanks.
All right.
Yeah. Classy. I don't know. I sort of started off music, kind of just playing alternative rock and stuff like that, and a couple different bands, about 3 or 4 bands.
And any bands we might recognize from the Vancouver scene?
No, they all were they all stayed pretty much underground.
Are you from Vancouver originally?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Excellent.
Pretty much just played a bunch of rock, and after being in sort of a indie kind of band, I guess, just sort of kind of folk music, I sort of kind of wanted to branch out into funk stuff that had, like, you know, horn section and this, that. So, I was just at a friend's house who has a lot of connections in the music world. And I just walk in on these 2 guys chatting, and one turns to me and he's like, "How would you like to be in a funk band?"
Wow.
So I just jumped right on that. And he was the hand percussionist of our group that obviously isn't here today, but... So I jumped on and came to a practice, and I guess
you made it.
I made it. Yeah.
What a fateful encounter.
Surprising. Yeah. It is.
So a series of random conversations, or even random eavesdroppings and Craigslist ads, is what has been, I guess, the one of the key success of finding this great group together.
The funk brought us together.
Nice. Yeah. And Craigslist.
Funk Craigslist. Fate.
Yeah. Nice. Well, we're going to hear a bit of this funk right now before we come back and have more of a chat with you guys. You mentioned off the top you did a Curtis Mayfield cover. So I think we're going to give that one a spin. The track, I believe, is called Move On Up. As we continue moving on up with Deep Seated here, live in Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
There we go. All right. Discord Radio, we're back. CITR 101.9 FM. That was Deep Seated, who are live in studio with us right now. That track was Move On Up, Curtis Mayfield cover. And we're very appreciative to have these guys here. We've got Jake, Destiny, Steve, and Gavin. No Jeff. Here in studio with us right now, Deep Seated. One of the reasons that they're here is because they're playing a very exciting show this Friday night at the Backstage Lounge, along with our new friends, the Unified, who were sitting in the exact same spot you guys are sitting in this time last week, and did a bit of a live show for us. And well, I see you guys, all your instruments all ready to go. But before we get to hear your musical talents, Steve, what can we expect? What can the fans expect about this special event that's happening on Friday night?
Well, it's going to be total dance madness. That's really, really what both Unified and Deep Seated, that's what we're about. I know last week they mentioned the other show that we've done with them at the Cosmic Zoo a while ago, and that was just packed out. They did mention, yeah, we had to turn people away. It was great. It was, I wouldn't say a sweaty heaving mass, but it was a great fun night. Everybody was dancing. So that's what we're going to be doing on Friday night. It's all about fun. It's all about jumping up and down, and maybe some people will get lucky.
And that is the name of the event. You can find the event on Facebook. And also, if you want to go to the event and you don't feel like spending the $10 on the tickets.
Mm-hmm. Or $8 for students.
Oh, even better. But if you don't feel like spending those $8 or $10, you can actually win tickets. We've got two ways to win tickets. You can either call us right now at 604-822-2487. We'll take the third caller, 604-822-2487. That's UBC CITR. Or you can go onto the Facebook page, either the event page at Get Lucky, which you can also link to through our Facebook page, Discord Radio, and make some kind of quirky, witty comments about funky comment. There you go. Some funny, funky, quirky comment about the event. Listen, and who has the most exciting, funkiest comment will be the one we'll select as the winner for the tickets. So once again, we're giving away two pairs, one to a caller right now, third caller, or someone who can leave an exciting message on the Facebook page. In the meantime, what are we going to hear from you guys? You got your instruments here. We've got some acoustic guitars. We got a sax. What are we going to hear from Deep Seated right now live on Discord Radio?
What are we going to hear, Destiny?
We're going to hear a song called Are You Ready?
I am so ready.
All right.
Okay, so here we go. Deep Seated live in studio on Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Your hesitancy stopped you. time to spread your wings. Say, are you ready? Are you ready for love? Are you ready? Are you ready for love? Hey, now, are you ready? Yeah. Are you ready for love? Are you ready? Are you ready for love? In the future, see yourself with people all around, people that you love, as you listen to the sound. We've got to get higher, let heart and mind alive. Got to light the fire. Start some action now.
Beginning, I was busy answering the phone call. By the way, congratulations to Tim Lowe.
Cool.
Tim Lowe plus one
Yay,
are going
Tim.
To
yeah,
see
Tim.
This band, Deep Seated, Friday night, Friday the 13th at the Backstage Lounge for the Get Lucky show. But I feel incredibly lucky because this was like almost a little private performance. CJ and I got to be treated to this amazing, funk-tastic performance. And yeah, as I was to answer your question, Steve, I was kind of busy on the phone call. And then after I hung up the phone, it took me a second or two to get into it. But then I just couldn't stop dancing.
that's it.
All right.
Nice.
Well,
that's how it works.
That's what people will expect on Friday. And the Unified, you know, they've got great Latin and funk and a bit of reggae as well.
Yeah.
They've got some great tunes.
High energy.
Now, Steve, as an international musician such as yourself, what do you think about Vancouver as a city in terms of how does Vancouver appreciate the funk?
Well, you know, there's a whole lot of stuff out there. You know, varying different flavors of funk. There's Afro funk. There's loads of Afro funk out there. There's lots of hip hop and stuff going on down at Calabash. I don't know if you've been down their way, but it's great, pretty great, awesome great. Nights yeah. down there, and I've been more than pleasantly surprised. You know, to go back and do a little bit of history, like Jake and stuff. I used to do a bit of out rock and a bit of like Gav, a bit of ska. Used to play in a big 11-piece ska band in New Zealand, and you know, funk is. I've always moved to funk, you know, and kind of all on that acid jazz funky side, you know. And it's been great to come to Vancouver and discover all these great bands are there. I'm having a feel that funk is on the rise in Vancouver.
Definitely
on the rise.
Everyone needs it.
Nice. Well, it definitely feels like it's on the rise in this city. We got the chance to see the Five Alarm Funk show, awesome. The back-to-back 10th anniversary show.
They are Vancouver's funk machine.
I'm sure they'd be happy to hear that from you guys. Nice little, good to see, you know, fellow funk artists giving.
We're giving the love. That's for sure. Funk love.
Nice, and it sounds like there'd be lots of love and lots of luck to be had next Friday night at the Backstage Lounge. And anyone, actually, just to open it up to Destiny and Jake and Gavin. Any other final thoughts on those that are maybe thinking of doing something else on Friday night? Why should they come to the Backstage Lounge to be treated to this funktacular?
Well, you know, I never like to push anyone to do anything, right? I wouldn't want to do that, but.
Yes, you
would. I have to, yeah. But my band's looking at me. But I have to say, like I said earlier, our band, even if we're playing a show in the first two songs, you know, people are sort of in their drink and having a conversation. Quickly, that changes to a hype party. So if you've got plans, I'm sure they're wonderful. But it's gonna be a hype night at the Backstage Lounge.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. It's this Friday night. At the Backstage Lounge, get lucky with Deep Seated and the Unified. In fact, we're going to hear from your buddies Unified right about now. But thanks so much once again to Jake, Destiny, Steve, and Gavin from Deep Seated for joining us today and for serenading us with some beautiful funky soul music. We were so ready for the love.
Great.
And ready for the love and the luck this Friday night. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Friday. Thanks for waiting to see Jake.
Right on.
Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2. What's up? This is Ivan,
Jared,
and Bogdan,
and we're from
The Unified.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM live at UBC Vancouver.
Leave your winter blues and bring your dancing shoes and join us at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island Friday, December 13th with two local funk sensations, The Unified and Deep Seated. Doors at 9, covers $10. See you there.
Hi there, boys and girls. Things at Shindig 2013 are really heating up now that so many bands have been
eliminated.
Be sure to come down to the Railway Club Tuesday nights until the final showdown on December 10th. First place gets the high honor of being sacrificed on Grouse Mountain
to Satan, God of Darkness.
Plus, there's jokes for beer and all the talking of Ben Lai that you can handle. That's every Tuesday now until December 10th. See you there.
This is Drew Gonzalez from Cobo Town, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Now.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Feeling the Funk with Deep Seated. That is the third track we played from them today, but they deserved it because they came all the way in here to Discord Radio to not only promote the show they have happening this Friday, but to give us a great live jam a few minutes ago. Thanks again to Steve and Destiny and Jake and Gavin for coming in from Deep Seated. And once again, they're playing this Friday night at the Backstage Lounge as part of the Get Lucky Show along with Unified. If you want to go on the Facebook page, write the funkiest comment possible, and we will give award two tickets to the quirkiest, funkiest comment on the Deep Seated or Get Lucky event Facebook page. So the big day continues. It is tonight is the finale of Shindig, UBC's annual Battle of the Bands. It's been happening for 13 weeks, started all the way back in early September. And not only has it been going for 13 weeks, but it's been going for 30 years. And who better than to talk about this being the 30th anniversary of Shindig, but the man that is basically Mr. Shindig, the Shindig host for the last, well, at least 7 or 8 years. Last dozen years. I stand corrected. Mr. Ben Lai, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good to have you on the show, Ben.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So just so we get this straight, CJ said it's been longer than 7 or 8 years. How many years have you actually been on?
It's like 12, 13. I started in 2001, so I've sort of stopped counting. But
okay, a dozen years.
Yeah.
Nice. You really are Mr. Shindig. So, and actually, there's a great article in the brand new Discorder Jan Sember issue, an interview with Ben talking a bit about the history of Shindig. Is it true that the first Shindig was on September 11th?
The one that I did. Yeah. The first one I hosted was like the September 11th. So that's the first time I hosted it.
Wow.
And the band that won that night was 3 Inches of Blood, which.
Wow.
The name, I mean, the band moved on to do bigger and better things, but it was kind of a I would say a strange name for that night, anyways.
Eerie.
For a band to win.
Who knew that 12 years later? I wonder, yeah. What was the feeling like that night? Did you know at that point what you were getting yourself into?
I've been doing Shindig for a couple. Well, not as a host, but I went to it and I pretty much went to every single show the year before, so I sort of have an idea of what's going on. So. I mean, obviously, you don't know everything, but you know, it was a good experience, and there's new things that I learned that first year, and I guess every year after. But I don't know if you read the article that Julie Correll wrote for Discorder. Julie Correll wrote the history of Shindig. Apparently, which I found out that in the 30 years hasn't really changed that much. Jokes for Beer pretty much came 30 years ago. It wasn't like a new thing. And it was very interesting because we didn't really know the history of Shindig that well until recently when she went out and actually started calling everyone in, that kind of thing.
So the history of Shindig pre-Ben Lai was a bit fuzzy.
Yeah, pre-internet period, right?
Just
anything before the internet is kind of hard to figure out. And also with Shindig and like a lot of things with campus radio, it's a lot of people that's involved. A lot of them are students at the time, and they move on, and they move back to where they, you know, grew up in, or move away from Vancouver, and you just don't really get, you don't get the same people coming in after 20 years, let alone 30 years. Whereas nowadays, I guess, everything's on the internet. So, you know, in 100 years, you can probably figure out what everything is because it's just online. But back in, you know, 85, you know, no one writes anything down.
True. Well, talking about things not changing much since then, I mean, the Railway Club, such an iconic venue, it's been around since 1931. So Railway Club actually, I'm sure, pretty well looks the same as it has for the last 30 years. Now, in your dozen years at the helm of Shindig, do you have maybe a favorite memory that stands out?
I mean, always like all the jokes of beers, always, even the bad ones are highlights. I don't know. Actually, my favorite jokes of beer is the really good one. All the nights where jokes of beer is where people come on stage and they tell jokes for beer, pretty much, if you don't know. The bad ones, actually. Ones where, like, all the jokes are terrible and everyone bombs and well, people come up and not actually tell jokes and just talk for 20 minutes. Well, maybe not 20 minutes, but a couple of minutes. Those are good. The good bands are always good.
So now, speaking
I don't know if anything, like, particularly crazy that.
Well, maybe that if you want to find out more from Ben Lyon and his favorite crazy memories, maybe it's best to talk to him off air by coming tonight to the Railway Club. We've got three hot up and coming bands from Vancouver: Skinny Kids, War Baby, and Zen Mystery Fog. Ironically, all three of those bands played last on their respective sets for the last 3 weeks to get them into the final. So how does it go in terms of the placing? Because it would seem from now, what I'm seeing is that we've got War Baby on at 9:30, we got Skinny Kids at 10:30, and Zen Mystery Fog at 11:30. Does that mean Zen Mystery Fog is going to win tonight?
Well, this year, for whatever reason, the band that played last has been winning. I think like they're batting like 80% or something this year. Not always the case. We have years where the band that played first was winning all of them. The order normally is alphabetical, more or less, but for tonight, because it is the final, we drew out of a hat. Actually, the drummer from War Baby helped me draw names out of a hat last week after the show. So it's all
I'm
random.
Surprised he had any energy left. He was just pounding the drums so incredibly hard. He was mesmerizing last week, Kirby from War Baby. Yeah. So if you want to come out and enjoy this more mesmerizing performance by War Baby along with Skinny Kids and Zen Mystery Fog, make sure you come out tonight to Railway Club at 9:30. Ben, thanks so much for joining us. We're looking forward to seeing you tonight.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Okay, it's going to be a great show. It's going to be all gold, which is actually the name of this song by Skinny Kids, who are going to be playing tonight at 10:30 at the Railway Club. So here we go as part of the wrap-up of today's show and leading into our Shindig finale, All Gold by Skinny Kids on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. CITR 101.9 Discorder Radio. That was Sarah by Zen Mystery Fog. I'd like to send that one out to my mom, who just texted me. Her name is Sarah, and she's listening live online at CITR.ca. Zen Mystery Fog is playing tonight. They'll be the last band on at Shindig. They're starting at 11:30. The first band on is these next guys, War Baby, and Skinny Kids are also there as well. So once again, it is the Shindig finale tonight at the Railway Club. It all gets underway at 9:30. Hope to see you there. Once again, thanks to Deep Seated for joining us live in studio. Get Lucky Show is Friday the 13th at the Backstage Lounge. Make sure you're out for that one as well. CJ, any final thoughts before we wrap it up tonight?
I'd personally like to thank Steve and Destiny and Jake and Gavin for coming down to UBC. It's a long trip in the rain, but it's well worth it. It was really nice to have them over. And yeah, looking forward to that show. I'll be there tabling at the event, Backstage Lounge. And tonight, of course, I'm suiting up for Shindig. Are you?
I heard it's a formal Shindig, so we'll have to see what I can dig up. I've got my Christmas sweater on right now, but we'll see if I can maybe we'll add a little something to the mix.
I'm looking for a bow tie.
Yeah, well, if you can find one, great. And actually, you have an extra one, maybe we can even go as like the Discorder bow tied hosts.
Okay. Sounds good.
Anyways, I know Andy's waiting in the wings, so we're going to get to this next track right now. We'll end off the show today with the only band we haven't heard from that's playing tonight at Shindig. They are War Baby. They won last week's semifinals 3. They'll be on at 9:30 tonight. Kirby, John, and Brock bringing the energy. These guys are sounding amazing these days. Real tight. And we're going to end the show with this track, Queen Bee, War Baby, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
My queen, babe.